Scene 14, The Viper's Nest.
Look, I've told you the location of British tea supplies. Now let my daughter and I go.
Oh no, just as we were getting to know one another. Can't we play a little longer?
What do you mean, you devil?
Thanks to your information, my legions are at this moment standing by at tea warehouses all over the nation. They wait for the stroke of Big Ben at midnight to sound across the wireless waves on the chill night air. At this prearranged signal, they will contaminate the nation's lifeblood with slink. Within days, Britain's brains will be an unresponsive mush, ready to receive the imprint of evil's jackboot. So now you and your precious daughter have become expendable, and there's nothing I enjoy more than expending.
My daughter is an innocent child.
Oh dear, life can be so cruel, can't it?
Baron, we caught this one.
Scarhawk! I knew you couldn't be far away. I detected the stench of evil.
That aroma is the sweet smell of victory, my friend. Victory for me and all evil kind.
Never! While Dick Barton lives and breathes.
Ah, but does he? Where is the noble and upright guardian of all that's good, wholesome and squeaky clean? The free world waits in vain for Barton.
You won't be laughing when he gets back.
Bring in the girl, too. Add her charming face to this pretty posy of righteousness.
You'll pay for this, you blasted foreigner, in this world or the next.
It is you, Fritters, you and your shabby friends who have a one-way ticket to the next world. And guess what? It's nearly take-off time.
Unhand me, you brute.
Steady, Daphne. Let's not show these Johnny foreigners that we're afraid of them. Their strange, unnatural accents have no hold on our hearts.
I beg your pardon.
Don't worry, Jock. Daddy doesn't mean you.
Oh. Is everybody listening?
Spit your worst. We shall soothe the venom from your viperous tongue with the strains of a rousing anthem from our glorious past. Come, Daphne. Land of hope and glory, if you please.
Do you know this one at all, Jock?
I think so, Lassie.
All together now.
At 23:45, a mechanism will release a greased cannonball along a metal groove fiendishly fashioned for this very purpose. As it reaches the end, it will drop from a height of 23 feet onto the raised portion of a child's seesaw, catapulting a Swiss cheese into the air. It will land on the stone floor beneath, causing it to break open and release an aroma that will attract vermin from the surrounding area. The ravenous creatures will pour into the chamber, causing the minutely controlled temperature to rise. This slight increase will trigger a spring mechanism, tipping over the tank above your heads. Contained in that tank are 3 gallons of rancid honey, imported specially for the occasion from the forests of Bavaria. The sickly mixture will tip down, coating you from head to foot in syrup. Excess of this will seep beneath the floorboards, where an army of Namibian blood-sucking killer ants are currently dozing. The ants will swarm up through the floor, attracted by the honey, and slowly suck out your blood. Meanwhile, your every nerve ending will be tortured by a million trillion little feet scrabbling across your skin, up your nose, in your mouth and eye sockets, and into little crevices you never even dreamt you had.
A terrible agonizing death. What kind of mind could concoct such a horror?
Oh, there's plenty more where that came from. We had to make our own entertainment in the wolf pack. Well, I'd love to stay and watch, but I've got a bit of a tea party to plan. The door will seal behind me. The only way out is through the killer ants. Have fun, sleep tight, and make sure the bugs don't bite.
Whatever shall we do?
It would seem we're doomed.
But don't despair, Missy. Dick Barton will save us.
But where is he?
He'd want us to be strong. He'd want us to remember the motto of the Bartons.
The motto of the Bartons. That sounds like just the ticket. How does it go?
And he shows him.
What's that?
It sounds like it's coming from the cellar.
DB! I knew you wouldn't let us down. What kept you, sir?
Sorry about the delay, everyone. After I escaped Martyr Hartburn's clutches, I had many, many adventures on my way home. I had to organise a great escape from Kolitz, Bust a few dams and lead an Austrian family with a singing nun across the Alps. But I'm here now. My goodness.
What's the matter, Chief?
Avert your eyes, miss. I feared I'm going to have to scratch myself in a private place.
It's the ants.
A few of the pluckier fellows may have climbed up your trouser leg.
Good God. Namibian blood-sucking killer ants.
And the cellar's full of them.
The only way out is right through them.
The little blighters are waking up. I must have disturbed them.
Scarhart's arranged will be coated in honey at any moment.
That'll drive him crazy. The devil.
Even you can't save us now, Barton.
We're not beaten yet. Let's see what I have here. Clean underwear. We could make a sling from the knicker's elastic and then... toothbrush. We could brush them away with frantic little sweeping motions. A box of drawing pins. They're no use. Wait a minute. It might just work. If each one of you take 4 drawing pins and push 1 into the sole of your shoe at each heel and toe.
What good would that do?
Quickly, sir. There's no time to lose.
What are we going to do, DB?
There's only one thing guaranteed to make Namibian bloodsucker killer ant scarper, and that's the sound of approaching elephants.
Where are we going to get elephants at this hour, Mr. Barton?
We won't have to. We're going to trick the little blighters into thinking there's a herd approaching.
How do we do that?
We tap.
What?
Watch me. It's just a simple 3-step shuffle ball change combination, but it could save the free world.
Everybody sings happy feet. Pap, pap, happy feet.
Is it working?
The ants are dispersing. Come on, everyone. Let's tap for victory.
The ants are dispersing, DB.
Quickly, everyone, down through the cellar. But for heaven's sake, keep tapping.
And so Dick Barton rescues Sir Stanley, Daphne and Jock from the Baron's vile trap. As swiftly as a speeding bullet, Barton makes his way to Big Ben with midnight fast approaching. An army of wolves guard the entrance. Proof, if proof were needed, that Scarthart is standing gloating high above London streets, ready to savour his moment of triumph from Big Ben itself.